what I've attained.
Obviously, when you get to your mind, then it becomes ego.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the mind, but it has to be some kind of see who I am. It's some kind of egotistic statement, some kind of feeling of achievement. Because if it's real, if it's a real spiritual attainment, it isn't any less because there's an egotistic feeling about it, but that egotistic feeling puts a cap on it.
So if I feel like I've reached a goal, if I call it out as a goal.
Yeah, as soon as you feel like you've reached a goal, then you know that's ego.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you haven't reached the goal. It just means ego followed you. And then did this as you were coming across the finish line.
So you were really good up to that point, and last minute, this thing took over.
No, because it isn't, yeah. It isn't a failure, it isn't a problem. It's how it works. It's how it works. It just works that way.
It's just the way it is.
It's the way it's programmed until that day that the ego can't fool you as readily ever again. So every time is a practice of seeing more clearly so that the ego can become, how I put it is, so the ego can become transparent. It's not that the ego goes away. It's that it becomes not a trick anymore. It can't trick you anymore. It becomes transparent. When something's transparent, it has no effect. It's like it's not there. So every time you see it, becomes a little more transparent. And it's very possible for you. You can absolutely, you have everything necessary to become an absolute watcher of it, so that it doesn't become a rock you stub your toe on. You just step over it. It'll still be there. The rock's still there, but you step over it. But the method is being willing to be brutally self-honest. Not to gloss over, okay, now I fell into judging. Now I fell into feeling superior a little bit. Big deal. Everybody does this. This is not some sin. This doesn't make you a bad person or not spiritual. This is just how we are. We're all screwed.
So when you get to that point, would you contemplate it for a little bit, or do you just move on?
When you get to that point, it's just ludicrous. You just laugh at it.
Just laugh at it, okay.
Because it's so ridiculous. Because you've seen so clearly that there's no better and no worse. There's no higher and there's no lower. Jefferson said it right. All created equal. It's just, there's no confusion anymore. Until then, there's confusion. We all have it. There's a confusion, even if it's minute. And that confusion leaves the room for that arrogance to assert itself. So anytime you feel your own arrogance, you should not be getting down on yourself. Oh, how terrible. I'm a horrible human being. I'm not spiritually developed. I judge other people. I mean, that's how we're wired. That's how we're programmed. That's how we're taught from day one. None of that goes away. It just becomes more and more transparent as your awareness grows, as you're more able to watch and see that none of this is personal. None of this has a personal meaning. Until then, that's the confusion. You think it's personal. You think it's something about you. But every person is like this. There's nobody who this doesn't apply to. So if you're exactly like everybody else in this sense, how can it be personal? This is how everybody's the same. Everybody's completely unique, and everybody's exactly the same.
How about embarrassment? Where the embarrassment is in?
You can be as embarrassed as you want to be.